I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You may have noticed that people are starting to wonder about the uneven media coverage of the New Zealand mosque shootings and any of the major church attacks within recent months. Open Doors David Curry says persecution is on the rise, to the tune of about 11 Christians dying every day for their faith in Christ. Rather than ask where's the outrage, he suggests being part of the solution. Stay informed, share the stories, and advocate on behalf of the persecuted church.
We need to be prayerful, thoughtful about speaking up for them, about making sure our voice doesn't get drowned out in the cacophony of discussion about other issues, because we need to stand up for those people that are Christians who are dying for their faith in Jesus Christ.
And AMG International is celebrating the 15th anniversary of the Cosmo Vision Center located in Athens, Greece. The center's been a key location for ministry outreach on both the local and international level for AMG since it was built in 2004. Even the ongoing financial crisis in Greece hasn't limited the center's outreach. Tasos Ioannidis says,
it has constrained the resources locally, but it also has given us new ministry opportunity to reach to the local church body through a variety of activities that are fairly inexpensive. God has used it in the lives of many people.
The center is currently used to host missionary teams, Bible education programs, youth outreach activities, and local churches.
This is a unique time in history where people are coming to Greece from throughout the Middle East, and we have a chance to reach them, and the Cosmo Vision Center is playing a strategic role in that right now.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.